only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Yeehaw! Hoo doggy! Hey!
Hoo doggy!
Why don't you hold on to that log there, boy, and squeal like a pig? Wee wee!
Jeez.
Good God, man. Hey, good morning, 6:38, Brock Hunter.
Good morning. What's up, man?
Nothing like quoting Deliverance at 6:38 in the morning.
Yeah, on a Friday. Here
weep,
we go.
Weep. Anyway, folks, we got to get right to it. It's time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Oh, we did it so well that time. Yesterday, you blew it, man. It's terrible.
Come on.
Hard to listen to be honest. Anyway, Queen have topped another music poll. This one was conducted by Sony to determine Britain's top 25 songs of all time in celebration of the new NWA-105 Walkman. Queen came in at numbers 1 and 2, believe it or not, with Bohemian Rhapsody getting 43% of the vote, followed by Don't Stop Me Now with 37% of the vote. Perennial chart toppers, the Beatles only had one song make the list with Hey Jude at number 3. And legends like the Rolling Stones and The Who didn't even make the top 25.
Damn.
Dude, that's crazy.
So how is this getting voted?
I don't know. Just Sony did a poll. I don't know if it was online or they called people or what. But, you know, I think this is a little skewed. And don't get me wrong. I love Queen. They're fantastic. But with the popularity of the band surging ever since that documentary movie came out, you know, which was called Bohemian Rhapsody.
Numbers could be a little biased from that movie.
Yeah, because it's fresh in people's heads, you know. I mean, they've obviously made a huge mark on there, but now you have people going like, oh, God, yeah, I forgot how great it was. And then you'd kind of tell this romanticized story. I know it's fairly true to it, but, you know, you got all these good-looking actors playing the band, and you tell this great story, and it's all put together well. It's fresh in people's heads. Not saying that Queen doesn't deserve to be in the top 25 for sure, but having them at both 1 and 2 is pretty bananas, and then not having the Stones or The Who make the top 25 at all.
Yeah, it seems a little weighted. I still haven't seen the movie.
Well, and also, looking at some, you need to see that. It's fantastic. It really is. I did the top 5. So, obviously, 1, 2, 3, we went over. Number 4 was Imagine by John Lennon. Number 5, Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi. You had The Sound of Silence coming in at number 6 by Simon and Garfunkel. What a Wonderful World by Louis Armstrong at number 7. Mr. Blue Sky by Electric Light Orchestra that's 7. Sitting on the Dock of the Bay by Otis Redding was 8, and Good Vibrations, The Beach Boys, number 9, or 10. Anyway, that's what it is there, so.
I mean, what's the title of that again?
It is Britain's top 25 songs of all time.
25 songs, so that includes everything, because there's a lot of rock in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is fine with me, but wow. Yeah, I don't know, Britain. I don't know about that, but all right, there you go.
Okay, all right. You do what you want over there. You eat your tea and drink your crumpets. I said that wrong, but it's all right. It's all right. Eat your tea and drink your crumpets, you damn redcoats.
Yeah.
Good enough.
Yeah.
Should we move on to your rock history? Let's do that. That's your rock news.
We shall.
Let's shall.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, 1946, drummer Chris Slade. You know him as the drummer for Manfred Mann's Earth Band as well as AC/DC. He filled in after Phil Rudd left the band. He was having some issues. He left the band. Chris Slade doesn't get, I think, enough credit from the AC/DC fans out there. He was with AC/DC for a good chunk of time. Hell of a drummer. And if you ever watch the Live at Donington DVD, which is amazing. That's got Chris Slade on the skins, man. And the guy can drum.
I think if you tell chicks that you're like, yeah, second string AC/DC drummer, you're probably still going to get laid.
You're still going to do all right for yourself. You know what I mean? Yeah. You're still going to do okay. But anyway.
They put me in once in a while. You'll see me up there.
Yeah, every once in a while. Actually, I'm the guy that gives the drummer extra drum sticks for AC/DC. Oh, like if he breaks a drumstick, I give him another drumstick.
Just whip it up there. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Nice. Happy birthday, Chris. That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
We'll be back.